In these last months, I have been working a lot on the topic of Marmite. I was in residency here in Brussels at the MAC, Maison des Arts Actuels de Chartreux. And the main idea of my residency was how to activate the sea, the water around me, even in a city like Brussels. So let's say that Marmite, this figure, was very helpful to me because I think that symbolically it evokes, it opens up imaginaries related to the sea. But at the same time, it is also, I think, a very complex and problematic figure that synthesizes a lot of stereotypes related to women. So for someone is a kind of femme fatale who seduce and then eat the men. For others is like the naive and innocent girl with a beautiful voice. Often it is represented as a kind of sexy woman. But what I really found interesting in the Marmite is that beyond the different cultural approaches to this figure, it's very interesting the fact that yes, on one end she seduces men, but we don't have to forget that she has got a tail, so we don't really actually know which gender, which sex has a mermaid. Starting from all these kind of considerations, I also may add that my city, original city, Naples, we say that Naples was founded on the rest of the body of Parthenope. Who is Parthenope? Parthenope was a mermaid, which is mentioned in the Odyssea, and actually Ulysses wanted to cross the place in which this mermaid, where also Parthenope was, were singing, because everyone told that they were like with very hypnotizing and wonderful voices, and they really like excited probably men to then seduce them and eat them. But Ulysses, in this precise case, wanted to hear to their songs, to their voices, but he asked to the other sailormen to attach him so that he could not actually move. So he crossed by the mermaid and the Parthenope, and even if he wanted really to stop, he couldn't, while the other sailormen have got something in their ears so that they could not hear to the sings of mermaid. What happened is that Parthenope decided to suicide because she thought she failed, because actually, yes, Ulysses didn't stop. And this legend finishes with the fact that the body of Parthenope was found where is actually Castel dell'Ovo is now in Naples, and on this body the fishermen decided to build the city of Naples. Actually, my region is called Partenopea, which is comes from Parthenope. This is a little bit, let's say, the personal and historical background. What actually drives me to realize A Mermaid is on Air, it was to combine the different legends and especially focus on this one of Parthenope and reinterpreted the history of the mermaid. A mermaid which becomes a general one in a way, which embodies, we could say, some questions that are related to women. So, once written down, the text, the narration of A Mermaid is on Air, I collaborated with Céline Bernard, which is a wonderful Foley artist based in Belgium. We were more like thinking to recreate the sea, the water, through her wonderful objects. And of course, hands.